My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That's Matthew Caller of the Purple Insider,
whose credibility was completely wiped away with Nathan Zagura. Thank goodness we had somebody to come on here and set that outsider straight on what happened yesterday.
Zagura wiped the floor with him, and now Matthew Caller joins us live in studio.
I wasn't even supposed to be here. I was just having breakfast with boss, and I got thrown in here. I was told I was being attacked on Cleveland radio.
Smart Choice Windows and More Studios is where Matthew Caller appears. Where do you get the pills to say what you said yesterday? It's different when you're in here. When you're in the cage with us, it's different.
Which part are we disputing? That the offense
the
whole thing.
Well, the interceptions left and right. I mean, Nathan Zagura was like, well, there was one interception from Deshaun Watson yesterday. So, you know, come clean. What really happened out there yesterday?
Did I go on Cleveland radio the next day after Wednesday's joint practice and talk about how Justin Jefferson was subjected to all the trash talk that he could possibly handle and that he was frustrated by the Browns defense? Because yes, I did. Yes, I did. I said all those things. Yes.
Yeah, well, the Browns defense was also fantastic. I think I said that. Are we just going to play little sound bites here and be salacious?
That's what we do.
Okay. Is it an ambush? Do you think that's what's happening here?
We make people look bad. We make them sound bad. Yes, welcome.
The overall, Jameis Winston did throw numerous interceptions in these practices, and Deshaun Watson did struggle a lot. He took a lot of sacks. This offensive line the Browns have, not so great, but also the pass rushing for the Vikings.
Wait a minute,
really
you got
good.
Guys who are hurt on that offensive line, Matthew.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that this was excuses Cleveland radio, but it was really a good practice for both defenses and the edge rushers for the Vikings. I mean, they've got Dallas Turner's first-round pick. Andrew Van Ginkle's a guy they spent a lot of money on. Those guys had good practice.
He's Dutch. I don't trust him.
And I wouldn't either. He has the same hair color as you. It's just longer. But yeah, no,
I really don't trust him now.
Beautiful locks.
Grown men who are blonde, we can't trust him.
That's totally agree. It was a really tough practice to watch if you there weren't fans there, but if you were just an enjoyer of offensive football, you had a tough time. So I would defend that Deshaun Watson and the Browns offense did not look very good. I would also say the Vikings offense didn't look very good either.
Well, you've been doing this long enough to where, you know, you'd be able to ascertain, you know, where teams are. Normally at this stage, though, defenses are ahead of the offenses, right?
That's the cliche, yeah, usually.
So would you be worried? Matthew Caller joining us from Purple Insider. Would you be worried if you were a Browns fan?
Oh, absolutely, I would be.
Whoa!
So let me back up there. Now, I think Brian Flores' defense, yes, I'm making fun of you about the cliche about defenses ahead of offenses, but we are the midway through August. So I think that's a little more of an early camp cliche. They should look like they're coming along. And Brian Flores' defense is really unique. It's not one that you would ever see in practice. It is complicated. There's a lot of different looks that you can't identify at the line of scrimmage. So even when they play real games, we see opposing teams looking confused, quarterbacks making mistakes, taking sacks. Like, that's why Brian Flores is good at his job, right? And was good as a defensive coach in Miami until the whole thing where they wanted him to tank and he wouldn't do it. But he probably should be a head coach in the NFL. The Vikings are lucky to have him. So it's not surprising for anybody to see a defense that they spent a bunch of money on, a first-round draft pick, and with a really good defensive mind, that the offense for Cleveland would struggle. At the same time, it wasn't very smooth on that side of the ball. And Amari Cooper walked off. I don't know if you guys have an update on his health, but he walked off of practice.
They said he's fine.
Okay, he's fine. All right. Well, but that was one of the reasons I'm sure that they had some issues. But when Deshaun Watson has played the way that he has over the last couple of years, and then we come out here and see him, and it's not very good, then I would say, yeah, that's the entire offense is going to be centered around whether he ever becomes Deshaun Watson again. And I didn't see the Houston Texans version of Deshaun Watson at these practices.
Now, obviously, the one thing that we think we're hearing, the offense with overhauling it, with Dorsey coming in, and that it's going to allow him more of a free-flowing state of affairs where Deshaun Watson is going to be able to do what he was able to do in Houston. We hadn't seen a ton of it in Cleveland, which was create plays, create havoc, be able to get out of the pocket and be able to make those huge throws down the field, adding Jerry Jeudy to that and his speed, maybe expand on that vertical passing game. You're not really going to see a lot of that this week, right? That's not really going to be a part of what, I mean, Kevin Stefanski wouldn't even really want to see a ton of that this week. So I know it sounds like a bunch of excuses. I do think when they let it rip against Dallas in week one, we're hoping to see more of that.
The reason I think that both offenses look so bad in these joint practices is because, well, especially on Kevin Stefanski.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Side, having covered him in Minnesota, and I have a great amount of respect for him. He works everything in the passing game off of the running game. And every coach says they do, but that's not always true. I think Stefanski is really excellent. Play action, making the pass look like the run. You can't really do that in a joint practice. You're kind of just running plays. Because the run plays are just the guy gets the ball and they bounce off. Yeah, and you're not game planning for the Vikings. They didn't watch oodles of film and try to identify all the weak points and everything else. You're just lining them up and trying to run your plays. So I think that when I'm doing a takeaways and the offense doesn't look that great, we have to also be fair and say that it's not like Kevin Stefanski spent the whole week trying to game plan for the Vikings defense and having his quarterback identify all the different tells that might be out there. They're just sort of running plays. It's more of looking back at what Watson has done so far. And then what I see in front of me looks kind of how it's looked with him, where it's a little indecisive. I think when he was in Houston, he had some of that early on in his career, but worked through it. And I just wonder what being away from the game, like what that means to somebody as far as the timing and everything is so synced up in the NFL with footwork and all that. But also, you haven't seen the playmaker that he was in Houston in the same way. And that's hard to see in a joint practice. Is that going to bounce back? Well, I don't really know, because once the pass rusher gets to you, they blow the whistle. He can't dodge a tackler and scramble or make a play on the run and that kind of thing. It's just that I would be concerned if I was on the Cleveland side about him, but also about the offensive line. And I was consuming a little Cleveland sports media content to make sure that I had it right, my takeaways. And most of the reporters that were there on the Cleveland side that were watching their team much closer than me were all saying this offensive line could be a problem because the Vikings were having so much success.
Yeah, but I also accuse my media brethren of not knowing what they're looking at when it comes to the offensive line.
Is that because you're Husky?
Yes.
Okay.
Partially. Mostly.
Then you know offensive line play?
Yeah, yes. I do.
Oh, he's an expert.
Well, he'll stereotype break it down. Yeah. Show to show, he breaks it down all the time.
We do nitty-gritty breakdowns. Yeah,
I mean, I do
nitty-gritty football.
Yeah, there it is.
Time over nitty-gritty.
Yeah, they'll launch into it right now. Let's go.
Route down the right sideline. Jordan Reed touchdown and a 4x1 individual ISO slant.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Joe Thomas.
What are you going to do? Yeah, Joe Thomas does voiceover for us.
He's a friend.
Oh. Yeah.
And who would know offensive line better than him?
Does Chris Carter do voiceovers for you guys up in Minnesota? No.
You got me there.
Jack Del Rio?
No. Jack Del Rio?
Joe Thomas follows me on Twitter.
I guess we're just not that special.
He's just going to big time us, huh?
He doesn't follow you guys?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, okay.
Just thought we had something.
Matthew Collar joining us here from Purple Insider. So, no J.J. McCarthy. Sucks. Wanted to see what he was going to be able to do. And I mean that sincerely. No, yeah. No jokes or anything like that. Do you think it might make it a little easier? Like, when you don't have that guy who could eventually take over, I'm not going to sit there and mince words, but does it make things a little bit easier on Sam Darnold?
Yes, I think.
I got a follow-up after this.
No, I think mentally it absolutely does, because if he struggled in week one, guess what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Is it time to go to McCarthy?
Mm-hmm.
And what I didn't expect from J.J. McCarthy, because they all talked about him like he was going to be this game manager, hey, you could draft Trent Dilfer in the first round and he'll check down for you and you can hand off. That's how the draft analyst made him sound. That was not my observation when he got there. I think he probably gained like 20 pounds of muscle when he just in that time from when he was at Michigan. He was making plays. His arm was really impressive. And then he gets out there in a preseason game, shows all the things we've seen in camp. He looked like a guy who was very close to ready to start in the NFL, which means that if week one was a loss, but Sam Darnold didn't play well, then already we're saying it's probably time to just play J.J. McCarthy. Now Sam Darnold can just play quarterback because they are not benching him for Nick Mullins.
Do you think that they finish with a sub-500 record out of the gate from Minnesota? You do.
Yeah.
So if they do, does J.J. McCarthy and the promise of him in 2025 stop them from drafting a quarterback in the first round this year if the opportunity presents itself?
There's no chance they draft a quarterback next year. They are 100% sold on J.J. McCarthy. And it sounds weird because he's played one preseason game. But having seen the progress that he's made from the time that he got there, the way that he has brought the team around him, the leadership, the arm strength, the playmaking, everything just says franchise quarterback.
And that's without Connor Stallions. Imagine they bring him in next
year. I know. They didn't even have to steal the other team's plays.
Jim Harbaugh did try to get the job up there. Matthew, thank you very much for the time. What's your Twitter account?
At Matthew Collar and purpleinsider.com if you want that Vikings coverage.
There you go. Matthew Collar in the Smart Choice Windows and Doors Studios. Matthew, thank you very much for the time. Enjoy your time here in Cleveland.
Thanks for having me. It's been beautiful.
Absolutely.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.